And welcome into another edition of the Down the Middle podcast. Al Marsh with you here. Vince Mastracco normally with me, can't make it today. It's unfortunate because I know he'd want to be here for our guest today. We're going to be talking all about Rancho Murrieta Country Club. We have two very special guests joining us. Brian Little, our head golf professional out there, CC Garza, our golf tournament director. Guys, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. The great thing about doing this now in the world of we live in, we can actually do our Zoom cast along with just doing a podcast. We can actually see everybody, which makes it great. So
yeah.
It's good to see you guys. I'm assuming you guys are out there at Rancho Murrieta right now.
Yes,
we are.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this. Brian, I'll share with you. You might be able to appreciate this. I know you grew up on the course. And
I
so
did.
You know, a lifer at Rancho Murrieta. When I started working at Sports 1140 back in the 90s, roughly 25 years ago, literally the first event I covered for the station was the Senior Gold Rush out at Rancho Murrieta. And it was so cool because I got to interview Honor Palmer, Rodriguez, I had his fedora going, Lee Trevino out there. That was so super cool. And I have to imagine for you growing up there, that had to be unbelievable for you as well.
Oh, it was cool. So my dad was actually a golf professional too. So I grew up with golf in my blood from day one. But the cool part about having the Gold Rush out here is it was during my birthday week. So my dad would take me out of school on my birthday, and then we would watch the tournament all day long from the green that we were, 200 yards away from.
Yeah, just being out there was so much fun. And certainly just seeing some of those legendary golfers out there at Rancho Murrieta. I mean, that was as big as it got back in that day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's fast forward now. Obviously, a lot's happened in a quarter century. You're the head golf professional out there. You've got two courses, the north and the south. Just catch us up a little bit. Obviously, the tournament course is really that north course. That's always been known as the tougher, the two, the most pristine. Can you tell us about the two courses right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's nice about our facility is you do have those two courses. Each are full 18 holes. They offer a couple different types of golf. The south course is a little bit longer, but it doesn't have as much
undulations, forced carries, or elevated shots into the greens. So it plays just a little bit easier. We do have the north course, which is located around the clubhouse. So after nine holes, the ninth hole comes back into the clubhouse on the north, so it's a little bit geographically appeasing for having a golf tournament. But it's also our tournament course because it's going to have a lot more of those raised greens, undulations, tough pot bunkers, and OB left and right almost every hole.
Yeah, everything's pretty much uphill to the green. I know that for a fact. All right, so as a golf professional, are you pretty much working with the members out there, or what all are you doing with the Rancho Murrieta community?
So we are working with the members. The members have been great through this whole, COVID year that we've had. We've retained a lot. We've gained a lot, which is excellent in this time, this day and age right now. But we're doing really well. The course conditions are getting better and better every month. We just went through punching. I went out and played yesterday, and the greens, after 1 week, are already, you can't even see the holes. I mean, they are getting really good. So we got a lot of good hopes in our future for having bigger tournaments out here and having quite the golfing facility.
Yeah, no, I played out there roughly a month ago in a tournament, and I thought the course was in great shape when we were out there as well. Really, really had a great time out there. All right, Stacy, that's where you come in, because obviously I'm talking about playing in a tournament. You're the tournament director. We know this field of COVID right now. Golf's been an amazing blessing. I mean, it's been the one thing that we've all been able to do to get outside and enjoy friendship and to get a little exercise. How about from actually putting on tournaments? What have the challenges been for you in 2020?
Yes, a lot of challenges that we work together with our food and beverage department and with the pro shop of how can we do this and still follow county guidelines, state guidelines. And we were able to do that with had partitions in the carts, we've been socially distancing, tables, we were trying to get people that played in their foursomes to sit together. So yeah, every week or two, if there was a change in the rules, we would have to change as well and adapt. And we did a really great job. So
really, continuing to do that. You just have to be careful, but you guys know the rules, and obviously a lot of stuff outside. No dancing during concerts, things like that.
No dancing. It was a live music performance. Live music.
Yes, exactly. So looking forward, like obviously you're going into the winter time now. I'm assuming a tournament's kind of died down, for lack of a better word, during this time. Maybe I'm wrong with the season, but just kind of tell me what you do in terms of preparation for 2021 and what you guys are planning for out there.
Right. So for tournaments, what we've done is a lot of the spring tournaments had to postpone because we were in shelter in during that time. So they postponed until 2021. And then recently, you know, we got the ball rolling and we're able to host tournaments again. So we kind of know what we're doing this time around. But we are booked, if you will, almost booked. So the tournament season for me goes from April until November. And then the winter months, when it is slow, that's the paperwork. That's the contracts. That's the networking, getting people dialed in. And then as soon as April, May hits, we're crazy busy. Yeah.
I bet. How far are you looking out now? I know Sports 1140, we had our KHDK tournament out there many years before you were out there. We had our tournament out there. But for somebody on the outside looking to book a tournament, How far are you out booking right now?
October, I think I'm booked. Well, this is the beauty of having two courses is we're able to host a tournament any day of the week. So we can do Fridays, we can do a Saturday, we can do, I have a double shotgun on a Thursday for a labor day. So we're able to host. But the very popular months for me are April and September and October. So you have to get, if you're interested, you better call now.
Well, we'll get your information up before we get done with the program here. I got to think it's crazy when you have two separate tournaments going on the same day. I can see big tournaments when you're using both courses, and that's got to be challenging too. But certainly when you have two different tournaments, one on each course, that's got to be crazy to kind of take care of all those details.
Right. So typically how we like to do, we like to save one course for our members because we are a private country club and our membership is very important to us. And we need to, you know, take care of them. But that does allow us to have the other course open, whatever they choose. Typically, I do more of the north course for tournaments. But there are special times we have double shotguns and typically on a Monday because our clubhouse is closed and we can open up both courses on a Monday. And that's when we have our really big ones. We have an executive chef. We can cook up to 300 people. So some of my, most of my double shotguns are 288 to 300 players. And it's crazy, but
that's
fun.
That's a massive, massive tournament.
I have about three or four a year. So.
Yeah, that's cool. You guys have the ability to do that. And most other places in the area simply can't do that. So, I mean, that's a great thing for you guys. Brian, let's talk about the membership a little bit, because I know you guys do have private golf as well as the membership. You can talk to it a little bit. But for the outsider who might just want to come and play there, who's not a member, is that possible unless it's a tournament? Or explain the breakdown between membership and outside people who might want to play the course.
So right now we offer, if you know a member, we offer a member guest fee. If you're just Mr. Joe off the street, we do run a couple specials through Golf News every year where we can allow you to buy a two-stone for, you know, a discounted price, and then you can make two times out here as a non-member. But that allows us kind of control the T-sheet so that we can still get a full membership experience to the paying members that are here at the golf course.
Gotcha.
We have a couple avenues to get out here.
Okay, so everybody can experience it. And I think you should. You should put it on your golf menu here in Sacramento. I think sometimes it gets overlooked because it is a country club and people don't think they can get out there. But I think they would certainly really enjoy playing out there. So I think that's important to know. All right, in terms of membership, I know you guys have had some really cool deals going on this year. And I saw the 3-month special where you could be a member for $400 and I'm not sure, is social extra on top of that or just simply $100 to be a social member?
No, we have a trial membership for 3 months for our social tier, which is $100. And then if you wanted to try the full golf experience, it's the $400 that you're seeing. But if you're a full golf member, you get all of the social atmosphere as well with it.
Yeah, so that seems like a total steal right now in this environment. That's like a really, really good deal.
The cool thing about it is we're trying to get everybody an idea of the taste of Ranch area and what we have to offer here. So 3 months is a perfect kind of trial phase for it.
But every payment that you make for those 3 months goes towards your initiation fee. So that way there's less of a shock factor when you're trying to initiate, you know, write that initiation fee check. So it does give you a nice discount to your initiation fee. And it's basically a low investment way to try out the golf course for 3 months.
Yeah, no, it's a really good investment. I think if you play out there for 3 months, you're really going to enjoy it so much. And I know you guys aren't specifically working on this, but obviously the club offered so much more from tennis. I play pickleball. I love pickleball. I saw you guys do that as well. You do a lot of weddings and other sorts of events too, Stacy, right?
Yes. We offer all kinds of fun activities. And of course, with the trying times, we did bingo last week. Paint night. We're just trying to socially distance, but still have events in the club.
Yeah. We have everything from, golf cart, kind of park.
Like a drive-in concert.
We were talking about that space a little bit ago about, doing a concert out there. And I know a lot of other people are doing drive-in events. That just seems so cool because you guys have a lot of space out there to do those types of things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a hit.
Yeah.
I bet. All right, Brian, I have to ask you, what is your favorite hole? Or maybe just you played the course more than anybody else probably in the history of Ranch Marietta. So what's your favorite thing about the courses? Give us some tips, some advice. We're going to go out there and play. Did the putts break any certain direction on any hole? I played, honestly, but.
Yep. So when I feel like going out and having a true
test of golf, I'm playing well, it's definitely going to be the North course. It demands a better shot placement for the golfer to score. The South course is a little bit more fun. Walk in the park if I want to go out and make a bunch of birdies. Skittens games are great out on the South golf course because it's a birdie barrage everywhere. On the South golf course, the greens do not break as much as you think they do. Almost everything is pretty flat, pretty straight. It's not going to break outside the hole. Versus the North golf course, the best thing you can do for yourself is just make sure that you, when you approach the green, that you're landing the ball at least on the same tier as the hole.
Yeah.
So moving up and down the tiers all day long is not going to lead to scoring. But even if you have a 20-footer, but you're on the same tier as the hole, it's pretty manageable. It's going to be a straight putt. But if you got, elephant buried in front of you that you got to go over, it's going to be a difficult putting challenge on the north.
No doubt about it. And there's plenty of bunkers too. Now, I'll admit, I pulled out of the bunkers using the lightened rules for this day. Yep. So that's exactly. I don't ever bring the rakes back. That would be my personal opinion. That's what I tell every golfer.
I had a few comments about that. Yeah. You just play it up in the bunkers every time.
Exactly. Why do we need them? But it does make, because there are some really beautiful sand traps out there, to be totally honest about it, that are really fun to play out of. How about signature hole? What for you is the signature hole out there?
That's a tough one. One of our most pretty holes is definitely the one that's in our backdrop right now. The signature hole is 10, number 10 north.
Thank you. I'll give a little advice on that one. I was told you want to play really far right. You don't want to play that far right on 10 because I did hit a bunker on 10, which you can't see from the tee. So I'm saying it's a pretty center to center left drive.
It is. You just want to feed it right in between the bunkers. And if you can do that and you have a downhill approach shot to an elevated green over a pond.
Yes.
With death behind the green. I mean, it's a challenging hole to say the least, but it is one of our most scenic holes that we have. When we get into some of the signature holes, 18 is one hole that is just a bear to finish on. It is such a great match hole to kind of sum up an 18 hole round of golf. So I've had, tons of even all square matches going into 18, and 18 will make or break you like no other. So definitely a good one to finish on.
All right. You got to tell us, what's your best score out there on the North course, Brian?
I've shot 65 5 times on the north.
Were you playing the black tees? What were you playing?
Yeah, the black tees. Man,
that's crazy.
I shot 65 7 times on the south, and I cannot break 65.
Wow. That's hard to believe, actually, considering. We're going to have to go out there sometime. You're going to have to take me out there and give me the hole-by-hole tour, Brian. I'd really love that. In terms of who you work with now, I know you work with a lot of youth. You work with all ages. Is there anything that you particularly enjoy or say you would specialize in terms of people who might want instruction?
Everything. I mean, if you're an advanced player, if you're a junior trying to get into the swing of things, if you, you know, are a lady that's just trying to hit the ball for the first time, I enjoy teaching all people because honestly, this game is, you know, in my heart and soul. And I love to get people so excited to play golf because I know that feeling myself where it's like all you can think about is just going out on the golf course again. So giving people that vibe is what I really, really enjoy.
Okay. And I'm assuming people who aren't members, can they still get lessons from you or how does that work?
Yep. We give non-member lessons.
Okay, fantastic. Good to know there. And this is a very general question, but if you were just talking to anybody in general, if you had 2 or 3 tips to give a golfer, like what would you say? If I'm starting out on a course and you just wanted to give me 2 or 3 basic tips that I could apply to anyone, what would you say, or just even a philosophy?
For a philosophy, think less, do more is definitely a big one. Get out of your own way. Don't think about every position in the golf swing you got to hit. Try to think about what you're trying to do. I'm trying to hit the golf ball in the middle of the face and I'm trying to aim it this way. Yeah. Simple is definitely going to produce a lot better, a more athletic golf swing than thinking about positions. And I got to get my left arm straight back to the target, head down, all these different things that we kind of checklist in our head. Yeah. So simple is the best. Yeah. And then also golf is a game of opposites. So if you're trying to hit the ball up, you better be striking down on the golf ball. If you're trying to, get the ball to do whatever you're trying to do, like if you want to hit the ball to the right, then you're going to aim to the left and then you're going to keep an open club face. So it's going to go to the right. It's vice versa. If you're trying to get the ball back to the left, aim to the right, put the club face, it goes left. So everything in this game is in opposites and it's really kind of different than other sports. So having a PGA instructor kind of giving you these little tips to kind of get you to understand why the ball does what it does is a huge advantage in learning the game.
Yeah, no, those are good tips. That's a good way of putting it because everything is kind of counterintuitive. I go back, like I grew up playing baseball, and so I took up golf at a later stage. And like having the baseball swing doesn't really help on the golf course too much.
No. No, because if you try to hit a home run with a golf club, you're just going to dribble it on the ground in front of you. So
exactly. I've done that too many times. I'm assuming memberships really increase during the year. I know that golf's been so up. Is that the case at the Rancho Murrieta, Stacey?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've been blessed because of COVID. That was one sport we were able to keep going, thank goodness, and our membership has exploded. We have more members now than we have in decades.
And since everything's been shut down socially, what we've had is a lot of people going from social memberships to the full golf membership, getting them to, you know, play golf a lot more. So all of our junior programs are sold out. We sold out the summer program.
Well, I think one really great thing that's happened this year and what's been really tough times, is, especially for golf, is not only more players, but you're seeing the median age come down too. And I'm assuming you're seeing that in the club. Golf sometimes gets that country club older person generalization, but now you're seeing families with kids, not only the husband or wife are both playing golf during the day. And then, for example, this weekend, they're going back to the club for a truck or treat. With the kids or whatever else. It really is becoming a family deal, younger age. I just think that's so healthy for the game. Stacey, for you, just like I asked Brian, since you're the tournament guru, like what would you give as a tip if I'm planning the next Sports 1140 golf tournament for clients and station players and stuff like that? What are 2 or 3 things you've learned over the years that make for like a very special tournament?
Well, most of my tournaments are 501c3 charity tournaments. There's a lot of fundraising and maybe to think outside the box with fundraising. I mean, everyone does closest to the pin. Everyone does longest drive.
right, or the canon. Right. Like, think of something creative. Do something different is my tip.
Pretty cool, though. You don't want to let
the
go.
The canon is cool, and it helps your score. Yeah. But listen to this. Okay, I know we're not the only course that does it, but we have a helicopter drop. So I had
that one, yeah.
Have you done a helicopter drop?
A long time ago, I was part of that helicopter drop, yes.
That's cool.
We don't know exactly.
So a helicopter drop is we have 1,500 juried numbered golf balls. They're all numbered. And we give them to the pilot, and they hover over. We punch on the fairway. We do a nice hole.
Yep.
And then people, per se, they buy the golf balls. So it's almost, not like a bid, but so.
Like a raffle.
It's like a raffle. Exactly.
Deal or like a Squares deal.
Yeah, exactly. Or so whenever, whatever hole drops in, and every time, the ball, they go in. I've never had a helicopter drop where the ball doesn't go in the hole. I mean, it's
the helicopter.
He hovers probably, I'm not good with this.
30 to 50 feet.
Yeah, he's pretty close. So we do this at 18 where the clubhouse is. So we all have your cocktails and we finish scoring and we go out on the green and we watch them drop the balls. It's just fun. It's super fun. It's a good energy.
It is really, really cool. Okay.
Yeah.
For those who can't pull off the helicopter drop, what else would you suggest for a tournament director that you see that you would just, you might want to consider this?
Yeah. I think, to be honest with you, the golfers are hungry, and I think food and beverage plays a really big role in having a successful tournament. I mean, these men and women, they're out there 5.5 hours is a typical tournament, but do something nice for dinner or for lunch when, whatever time you shotgun off. Do, really pay attention to the meal. These guys are, playing. They've paid good money to come out. They're supporting the tournament or the charity. Feed them. Give them some good food.
Totally. That always works. Yeah. You need to get to a person's stomach for sure. I always give people, I'm not a tournament director, Stacey, but one thing I always try to point out, because they do put a lot of beverage out in a lot of cases at tournaments. Water. I think that's something overlooked, but I really feel like there should be water at every hole or at least every other hole for a good golf.
I agree. It's our number one comment, especially when we're in the dog days of July and August in Sacramento, but water is a huge factor, and drink it.
Yes. Or at least in combination with other things, make sure to at least drink some
water. Yeah,
that's a good way to go. All right. Anything else we haven't talked about that we should know about Rancho Murrieta that's important or in the future, or you want to share with all of us here?
Just take this one over.
Yeah, take it.
What's really cool is we have a new hotel that's right across the street.
Okay.
We have a private airport that's right across the street. So like the helicopter drop, they just launch it right from the airport right here.
Yeah.
But then we're also 15, 20 minutes away from Amador Wine Country. We have all of these close outdoor activities that are, everything from hot air balloon rides to, horseback riding across the street. We have so many avenues to get outside and enjoy the world.
For non-golfers.
For non-golfers.
Right.
Just for the community itself, it's a nice little stretch outside of the city, but we just have so many activities for you to enjoy. So we're starting to kind of grow out this way. It's starting to become more of a destination place where you can kind of have something to do for everybody in the family. So
can almost be like a launching pad as you kind of go up the Jackson or Amador or do some other things. You guys are kind of located right on that drive there. And I have to say too, like the whole community is great. You look at the housing right on the holes. There's so much privacy there. I just really like the way the whole thing's laid out between the courses and the development. And it's an older development. A lot of really cool houses that have been there for a long time.
Yeah. And a lot of the residents here will say that when you come through the gates, you basically come home to vacation.
Yeah.
You park your car and you hop in your golf cart everywhere and just hang out in the self-inclusive little residential community that has everything for you. So, it's really a special place to live.
Absolutely. No, that's well said. All right. Well, thank you both very much for being a part of the Zoomcast podcast today. It's been great talking to you. It's great talking about Rancho Murrieta. I think sometimes I won't say it gets overlooked on the golf scene. I think sometimes it just gets a little bit. There's so many choices in the area. There's a lot of club experiences too. Let's not forget about Rancho Murrieta. And I think what's cool is the membership right now is very cheap. If you want to give it a shot for 3 months, and if you're looking for a club type experience, and if you're just a player and you want to get out onto the course, you can. You don't have to be a member to do that. And so I think it would be well worth the time. Like what I would love to do, and I know it'd be tough in this time, but I want to go out and play 36 sometime and get both in at one time. It's getting tight time wise to be able to do that, but that would be a lot of fun. Start with the warm up and get to the north in the afternoon.
Absolutely. Once the clocks go forward in the spring, you and I will do a 36 day.
We're going to do that. And don't get me started about daylight savings time, because I think it's one of the dumbest things we ever do. I do not understand why we give up an hour later in the day versus early in the morning, but that's for another conversation. Brian, Stacy, thank you so much. Really great to talk to you both.
Thanks,
we'll put all the information up. We'll put all how to get in touch with you, Stacy, if you want to put on a tournament. I can tell you from experience, Rancho Murrieta is a great place for your golf tournament. Stacy's wonderful to work with. You'll have a wonderful, wonderful experience. And for Brian, I know you in terms of your background. If you're shooting 65 on that north course, people need to get some help from you, myself included.
Yes. Come on out. I'll make it fun.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Down the Middle podcast. We appreciate you listening, watching as always. And we'll be back with you another edition next week. Thanks again for tuning in.